Signs of autism in women and how they may differ from men. The signs of autism in women are often more nuanced compared to the ones typically observed in men. Though both genders exhibit some core characteristics like difficulties with social communication and repetitive behaviors, women usually display autistic traits in different ways. For example, autistic women are more prone to masking and imitating behaviors to blend in with the community. This leads to unrealistic social competence and makes it difficult for others to recognize and understand the challenges many autistic women face. Also, the hobbies and interests of autistic women differ from the ones more commonly seen in men. While each person is unique, autistic men are often highly interested in gathering information about specific interests and collecting items. In contrast, autistic women are usually more interested in literature, celebrity culture, or animals. This often leads to misinterpretation of their interests as being normal, which makes diagnosing autism even more challenging. Additionally, autistic women often prioritize relationships and emotional connection, allowing them to build strategies to engage socially even if it requires significant effort and stress. Understanding these differences is essential for providing appropriate support and holistic care tailored to each person's needs. Social masking and its impact. Social masking is a prevalent strategy that autistic women often use that allow them to navigate social situations. Some of these activities involve suppressing or altering behaviors that are common for autistic people, such as stimming or expressing intense interests. Some women often learn to mimic social behaviors and adopt socially acceptable responses to avoid getting negative attention and to fit in socially. Although masking can facilitate social interactions in the short term, it often comes at a significant cost. Women who engage in masking are usually exhausted and have a sense of disconnection from their true identity. The impact of masking is substantial, and research indicates that the cognitive effort required to maintain this activity leads to increased stress, anxiety, and even depression. It's essential that autistic women receive the support they need to thrive and be their true selves. The role of hormones and how they affect ADHD. Studies show that hormones may play a significant role in influencing ADHD symptoms, especially in women. The fluctuations in hormones like estrogen and progesterone influence the neurotransmitter systems in the brain, including the ones involving serotonin, dopamine, and norepinephrine. These neurotransmitters are essential in regulating attention, mood, and cognitive functions, which are often affected by people with a ADHD diagnosis. For example, estrogen enhances dopamine sensitivity, which means a drop in estrogen levels can lead to a decline in dopamine function. Understanding the connection between hormones and ADHD is essential for developing effective management strategies, and this awareness can also help in planning activities and managing the symptoms. However, it's crucial to remember that each person is affected by their hormones differently and should have a personalized support plan. Overlapping symptoms and dual diagnosis. Navigating life with ADHD involves understanding the symptoms of both ADHD and autism. While everyone has a unique experience, many autistic people often prefer routines, predictability, and consistency, while people with ADHD thrive in environments that offer stimulation and a place for creativity. ADHD presents a combination of different strengths and challenges, including impulsivity, social difficulties, inattentiveness, creativity, emotional dysregulation, stimming behaviors, analytic thinking, executive function challenges, sensory challenges. Every person is unique and may display different symptoms of ADHD. Support from a personalized care plan can help people manage their symptoms and focus on their strengths. Co-occurrence. The co-occurrence of autism spectrum disorder and ADHD is an essential area of interest for scientists and researchers. Research indicates that a large percentage of autistic adults show signs of ADHD, suggesting that between 50% to 70% of people may also meet the criteria for ADHD. The high co-occurrence rate outlines the need for a careful assessment and understanding of how these neurological differences can influence each other. Behavioral challenges. Women living with ADHD may face a variety of behavioral challenges that affect their daily lives. One of the main difficulties is related to executive functioning, which involves skills such as planning, organization, and completing tasks. Many people face challenges initiating tasks and maintaining focus, while social interactions pose challenges that make engaging in social situations uncomfortable and difficult. Challenges with emotional regulation may make transitions or changes in routine difficult, resulting in increased anxiety or distress. Some people living with ODHD may display behaviors of concern as a response to overwhelming emotions or specific sensory experiences. This might involve self-injury, repetitive behaviors, or even physical responses. Understanding these challenges is crucial for developing effective intervention strategies tailored to each person's unique needs and preferences, improving their quality of life. The importance of self-care and mental health support. Self-care and mental health support are crucial components of overall well-being, as they are vital in enhancing emotional and physical health. Prioritizing self-care allows women living with ODHD to recharge, maintain a healthy life balance, and engage in activities that promote relaxation and mindfulness. Additionally, self-care empowers women living with ODHD to recognize and address their emotional and physical needs and fosters a sense of control over their lives. Mental health support complements self-care by providing people with the necessary tools and resources to cope with daily challenges. Support can come in various ways, such as therapy, support groups, counseling, and education resources. Getting access to mental health services can help people explore their thoughts and feelings in a safe environment by developing coping strategies and early intervention methods. Autism care with unique community services. At Unique Community Services, we prioritize the people we serve. Our approach to delivering care shapes our thoughts, actions, and interactions, ensuring we consistently provide humanized support. We have a dedicated team of compassionate support workers who are trained in supporting people with mental health needs, people with an autism diagnosis, and people with neurological differences. We tailor our approach to meet people's unique needs, focusing on achieving positive outcomes and enhancing independence in the comfort of their own homes. Contact us now for further information. Our approach will enable an improved view of the person's spiritual, emotional, physical, and social needs.